I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A powerful tsunami spawned by the largest earthquake in Japan's recorded history slammed the eastern coast on Friday. Thousands are missing and the death toll is expected to rise. We connected with teams from Reach Global and Asian Access and can report that both groups say their teams are safe. However, they're assessing damages to partnering friends as well as determining the scope of the response they can provide. We'll keep you up to date. Next, Azerbaijan continues restricting religious freedom. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba is traveling through the region. Speaking via Skype, he says evangelical churches aren't allowed to register. Persecution has followed. Still, many are coming to Christ as Christians reach out covertly with the gospel. Bibles are scarce, and while it's illegal, the church is doing something about it.
Like in old Soviet days, they can print scripture underground in Azerbaijan, and that requires resources. So I would encourage people to pray that God would provide resources to provide scripture for Azerbaijani evangelical believers.
And Greece is spiraling too quickly into debt for creditors to ignore. Since 2009, the country's had trouble paying back loans, partly due to an unemployment rate of nearly 15% now. AMG International's Paul Jenks says the financial crisis is hitting AMG's St. Luke's Hospital harder and harder.
The problem for us is the government-backed insurance payers are broke. So people come needing medical care, and then their insurance company either doesn't pay the claim or delays payment for a long time, and any organization needs a positive cash flow or else you're going to have problems.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&M, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.